Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Hello, happy day, sweet friends, and even and even more exciting, happy new year. Hello to 2018. Goodbye, or should I say bye-bye, farewell, and hasta la vista 2017, you year of new beginnings, you. How are you feeling? My goodness, there certainly has been a wave of, I wouldn't say pulsating energy that has taken place. It feels like since the calendar flipped, you know, the moment the clock struck midnight, it was as if there, the whole universe opened up into this new magical and really invigorating energy. I hope you've been feeling it. I mean, it doesn't mean that our day-to-day struggles, you know, aren't still there, or perhaps, you know, we aren't still having issues within our reality. What it does, though, in the feeling of what is playing out, is it just shows us how beautifully we are being taken care of. Oh my goodness. And we most certainly will be taken care of in this year two that we are in. But it's not just a year two. Year two here, this is our year. Let me start first by saying year two is our year of spiritual connection. It is the year of manifestation of everything that we have laid out last year, all of those trials and all of the ways in which we were being challenged to get clear, to figure things out, to take a look at what was serving us, what no longer served us. I mean, there were things, you know, the rug being pulled out from underneath us in so many ways last year, all for the greater purpose. And that's where we find ourselves now here in this year two. Year two, the manifestation, everything beginning to come into fruition. The foundations are in place, and now this is when everything begins to blossom. That's really exciting. You know, this is also an 11 year. And if you follow numerology at all, I love numerology. It has been one of the factors for me. Oh, that's funny. Hey, numbers and factors. Ha! I'm already starting with the comedy. Oh my goodness. But it really has been, and one of those factors in my life that has really helped to help me to understand not only who I am, but how things are playing out within the world and in the universe. And when we look at 2018, of course, when we do the math, there it is, this beautiful number 11, this master year. This master year combined with it being the two, I'll tell you, the amplification of energy, the focus on purpose, the manifestation of all things that we have been putting into place, and all those foundations that we have been laying come into play. It is really exciting. It feels like a really massive big year for all of us. No matter where, you know, we've been in our life, whatever has been playing up, we are emerging, coming out of, and most certainly in the midst of the new beginning, which is, you know, when you look back at 2017, the year of new beginnings, we're now moved through the doorway. And it has begun. So that's really exciting. So no matter where you are, what's been playing out in your life, I want you to know that this is going to be a truly magical and beautiful year for all of us. As I said, it doesn't mean we're not going to have our challenges, our struggles, because hello, at the end of the day, that's why we're here, right? That the angel inside of us, I mean, you know, has everything in terms of our soul purpose and where we're going and how we're serving humanity and doing the work that we're doing in the world. However, we're here to be human too. And so as humans, we will endure. So that is a part of the equation. But as always, how we are responding to those challenges and struggles is what always matters the most. All right. So we are, oh my gosh, whew, big breath, because I'll tell you what, not only do we have this accelerated energy playing out at this new beginning, we are in the midst of, I want to say, this bubbling up of energy within the universe. It's like this cosmic boost that is pushing us to forge ahead, to move into not only purpose, but to take our personal passions, to begin our projects, to follow inspired guidance. And it has been ongoing. It's like all of our minds are in the midst of thinking about all of the ways in which to start implementing this guidance into our lives. You know, how do we do this? What steps do we take? And I'll tell you what is, you know, when I talk about it being this year of manifestation, what is so great about today's show is I'm going to give to you six really easy things to do to incorporate into your spiritual practice. You might already be doing them. And if you are, let it be validation to keep going. But six things to help you to really get into this energy, to help you materialize what you desire, to really accelerate your manifestation skills and really put some things into practice so that you can get into trust with the universal flow and all of the succession of everything that is to come. We really are, as we start this 2018, in this time of partnership, this partnership with spirit, with the universe, with our angels, our guides, with everything, with all of the powers that be. And it's a partnership that is really sacred. And how we are, you know, showing up at this time is, I want to say, it is like so important. And so it's about taking advantage of what's playing out, not in that ego way, take advantage of someone, you know, but taking advantage, using the gift that we have been given right now at this time, at the opening of 2018, to really attune to our lives and to use this master energy of 2018 to really focus on not only our life path, but becoming this year. One of the things that I've been working with myself, and I mean one of them, but it's many things, and I'm going to share, of course, the details a little bit further into the show. But one of the things that has been guided to me very clearly over this last little while has really been about connecting, creating before consuming anything, connecting and creating before getting inundated and overwhelmed with media, with what's playing out in the world, connecting, creating, and before I consume, even in conversations with anyone else, before I get into client sessions, before I even say good morning to my husband. It really, this year of 2018 is the year, as I said, of spiritual connection. And so spiritual connection is what is priority for all of us as we begin this year. So, you know, really take a look at, you know, your morning routine. That's what I've had to do. I've had to take a look at how am I waking up in the morning? What is it that I'm doing? What is it that is, you know, contributing positively to my spiritual connection? And what is it that is interrupting or sidetracking me? And so that's been one of the things that I've been working with over this last, I'm going to say, honestly, this last week. Like you, I've been on holidays, and I found in some way, you know, when I want to backtrack even, because it hasn't even just been over the holiday break. It actually started for me right after I got back from Cancun. And I'm almost embarrassed to even share that with you, because when I look back, I'm like, wow, look at how what felt like a downturn in my life was playing out. But I know now that it wasn't a downturn, that it was an opportunity. As you know, as we know, we never go backwards. We're in constant, continuous flow and movement forward. So it was not a downturn. But when I came back from Cancun, it's like everything came to a halt. And I mean, everything came to a halt. It was as if I had no inspiration. I had no motivation. I had no get up and go. I fell back into some really unhealthy habits of what I would call that old that old self, or my little ego really took over. In terms of my spiritual connection, and I know that it was preparation for me to understand the importance of spiritual connection. But what played out for me was, you know, sidetracking when it came time to meditate. All kinds of reasons why I wasn't able to find that time. I stopped pulling, you know, a daily oracle card for myself. I stopped journaling. I stopped, oh my gosh, and here, you know, it's like, whoosh, this rush. I'm like, oh, here I am, the humiliation of it, of this vulnerability of exposing all of my secrets to you. But this, you know, where I stopped praying on a regular basis. I can't even believe I'm saying that. All of the things that I was doing that contributed to my spiritual connection every single day came, you know, were no longer a priority for me. I really fell back into my little human. And I think in some way that my mind had convinced me that, yeah, I was going on holidays. And so it didn't matter. However, that was absolutely not the truth at all. It mattered a whole great deal. What I found was, as a result of taking up this hiatus from my daily practices, that I begin to experience less than quality of living. Everything from what I was doing to what I was eating to what I was enjoying. I became my old self. Kind of ornery, still happy, really tired and sluggish. As I said, I had no inspiration, no desire for anything more. Even on the days when I knew, because there, you know what, when spirit is talking, you can't help but hear their babbling. And so I knew based on what I was receiving, what needed to play out. The action that needed that I needed to take through those crescendo opportunities within the universe, within the magnification of energies that were playing out, whether it was writing, whether it was setting intentions, whether it was moving my body, or, you know, taking time to be still. And being still is not about being the slouch on the couch. Being still, you know, as we know, being very mindful and present with ourselves. So it was really this interesting time where the human completely took over. And as I said, it was almost as if I needed to experience the pressure of limitation, the pressure of lack, the pressure of reality, in order to redefine, not find, but redefine my spiritual connection. You see, the beautiful thing that even through this period of time, that there were constant downloads, that there were healings that were taking place, that there was information and recalibration and things shifting and changing on a cellular, molecular level inside of me, inside of each of us. That there were things that were taking place on an esoteric level that were really beyond any of our awareness. And so I did get into that feeling really bad, getting really down on myself. My mental monkey mind was less than kind. And my not caring took over, but in a real, I want to say, not caring in a compassionate, with that compassionate place, but that not caring, it's as if nothing mattered. I think in some way that was the universe's way of settling me, helping me, as I said, to redefine, to reconnect, and in some way, I think, deepen my spiritual connection. So in this year now, as we've begun, we're in the midst of all kinds of new beginnings. As I said, we've walked through the door that being stagnant or in that state of humanness that I really found myself in. And now please know, right, you're listening to my show. I think there needs to be that really healthy balance, right? We need to be human. We need to endure. We need to feel. We need to, find our way through those challenges. That's a part of, I mean, that's why we're here. That's what, as I say, that's what our soul wants most is the contrast. But it's also, you know, that balance, because we, to be 50% in both worlds, to have our spiritual connection actually does, provide us with all of the support and everything we need to pull through to rise above all of those human conditions. So it's really beautiful to me how it played out, because we move, you know, when I look back at the time, not so much. I was in all kinds of judgment of myself, judgment of what was happening, of reality. But I did indulge. I indulged in time. I indulged in food. I indulged in, that everything human. And then 2018, the calendar flipped, the clock struck 12, and boom. Purpose, focus, movement, choice, sacred partnership with the universe, with spirit. This pulsing, vibrating energy that moved me back into trust, moved me back into faith, moved me back into purpose. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful how it played out. It's beautiful as to what emerged, I guess. And so this new beginning that we're here at, the start of the new year, this opportunity to refresh, right? To refresh, to refocus, and to claim our place in the world. To claim our place. That's big. That was big for me, as I'm sure that even you hearing those words is very big for you. So we get into this energy now that is exciting. It wants to, it's like the universe wants us to go. We are on go. Spirit is pushing. As I said, they're babbling, they're guiding, and we are being moved. So how do we now support ourselves in being and in take on the inspired doing? Instead of hoping, instead of wishing, instead of staying stagnant and stuck in our little human ways. Well, you've tuned into the right show, because I'll tell you, I'm going to help you do exactly that. All right. So I want to go back to, I'm going to start with this, because of course, as you know, I never have enough time in an hour. And I try, when I get guidance to talk about six things, I'm like, oh yeah, I got an hour. I can talk about six things. But you know me, the gift of gab takes over and it feels like, oh my gosh, can we make the show any longer? All right. Before I do go on and before I get into the nitty gritty of everything, I want to remind you, my friends, that my phone lines continue to be open after the commercial break. This is your opportunity to call in, to talk with me, to get a reading, some direction, some coaching in terms of whatever might be playing out in your life, whatever you need some clarity on, even just sharing your struggles in terms of maybe what is playing out is of service to everybody who's tuning in, but is your opportunity to, find some peace with everything and to help you, really take that action and to allow life to come to you in a different way where you can stop the struggle and move, more constantly towards what it is you want to be living and being and doing with your life. So please know you can call in at any time. That number is 248-809-3475. So if you have your pen, I hope you wrote that down. I'm going to say it one more time. 248-809-3475. And I want to remind you about the Facebook forum, the Lighten Up Facebook forum, where you can connect with me. not only, you know, during the show, but throughout the week as well. So please feel free to join up if you're not already there. You can also post your questions, your comments on the thread, and I will be checking in there. I always check in there to address anything that might be might have come up for you. So please know there's a couple of ways you can, like I said, calling in or being active and a part of that community with me in the forum for the show. All right. Okay, so as I said earlier, the foundation of everything for me this last little while has been connect and create before consuming. So think about this in your own life. Remember what I talked about earlier? You know, what's going on when you wake up in the morning? What I was finding during my little human stint that I was, and I that sounds really bad because it doesn't mean I'm any less human now. So don't, but I'm talking from that very ego-based living that I was doing. What was happening was I would wake up in the morning. I would, maybe not even get out of bed or make my way to the couch. And the first thing I did was grab my phone. And I would just begin to browse through social media. I would check in to see what everybody else was doing in the world. I, you know, would get sidetracked by maybe some news. Conversation would start, and I hadn't even taken a moment to really even say thank you for the new day. So that really became for me this great awareness, this opportunity to be able to take a look at what I had been doing, what was serving me, and what wasn't. You see, how we interact with ourselves is so important, because how we interact with ourselves, the very first, you know, when we first wake up, is what creates our equilibrium, is what creates the balance between, what exists in heaven and what exists on earth. It's where faith gets, solidified. It's where trust shows itself, because suddenly we're in trust with the support of the heavens. And what I was finding was my phone, the radio, the conversations, even with my husband. I mean, I love him dearly, and I appreciate the fact that we can have, that we do like to talk. but what it was does, it was almost distracting me from me. I was being inundated. I was in a place of judgment. Even reading through social media, I got stuck in comparison about what other people were doing, whether with their businesses, in their lives. And what now has become this opportunity to take a look at, okay, time to connect, time to plan, create, to write down what is important for me, to look at this morning, my morning, as this very sacred opportunity to find myself back to me and present with all that is. You see, to achieve, to succeed, to be a greater contribution in the world, we have to begin, like everything, with ourselves. So my morning routine has changed. And even though I have to be honest and admit that not every day have I been consistent, I have indeed put things into play that have begun to shift things in my world as never before. It's just amazing how it all works. So I'm, of course, going to be sharing more after the commercial break. So I would invite you one of the top ways to start putting yourself on the right path this year, put yourself on the right track and get into flow with your life, is to take a little internal review. To review what you've been doing or not doing. You know, Look at your accomplishments. Look at how you've improved your life. What do you maybe need to take more time for? Who do you need to take more time for? And I hope you're on the top of that list. So just ask yourself some questions. I'm going to have you ponder about all of that while we go into commercial break. But just take a look at what it is that's going on, what it is you're tired of, and what it is that perhaps needs to shift or change in your world. Be talking more about after the commercial break with the six things to help you really get your groove on. Back shortly.
Wildfires burn millions of acres across the country each year. And each year, wildland firefighters battle to contain them, but they can't do it alone. For some communities, it's not a question of if wildfires strike, but when. And a single ember can travel more than 1 mile. As it twists and turns and floats through the air, that single ember can find its way to where you live and can ignite and destroy your home or your community. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. You can't control where the ember will land, but you can control what happens when it does. You can take action now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. Prepare, protect, prevail. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends.
In biology,
in English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't take it so seriously. Trust the mystery. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
All right, my friends. So we are talking all about how to really get into the groove of 2018, how to use this beautiful cosmic energy that is at play right now to really get us, you know, on purpose and in purpose. Spiritual connection. That's what 2018 is all about. Our manifestation and this real push to get on purpose. So, you know, how do we do that? As I was saying before the commercial break, we can stay within that little human aspect of life, which I played in quite successfully over the holidays, or really, you know, get into a place now of coming back to not coming back, but, you know, recreating, I guess, that connection so that we start our day in a different way. Because what we do first thing in the morning really does set the tone and set the standard for our lives. Why is that? Well, first off, I want to tell you that it is a well-known fact that the early morning, as day breaks, are considered what the most holy hours. And those most holy hours are the most powerful energetically for everything that is playing out in our life. How we start the day and the action we take in those holiest of hours are what is what grows and magnifies, not only throughout our day, but throughout our life. So, you know, the holy hours, I mean, there's a lot of, I guess, philosophies or ideas as to when they start. And ideally, you know, when you look at, you know, Kundalini yogis, you know, are up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, doing their mantras and beginning their breath work and beginning their connection. We have the Buddhists who go into prayer around that time, who will pray between 3 and 6 o'clock. There is all kind, you know, a lot of people utilizing the awakening of the earth. And I guess that's really, you know, what becomes when the sun begins to come up. And I guess, you know, just before daybreak. And so daybreak has this, it's a new beginning. Every single day is a new beginning. As I said, how it is that we begin our day, what it is we choose to do is what sets the foundation or what goes into play for the rest of the day, as well as what contributes to us being able to have that deepened spiritual connection to what is manifesting within our lives, as well as keeping us focused and moving forward with and on purpose. So, one of the very first things that I want to bring to the forefront, because it's funny, but it takes me into a place that is absolutely a foundation for me. And that is a little code that is RPM. Several years ago, I had the opportunity of facilitating a woman's retreat. I mean, I do lots of them. This particular one of the guest speakers was Sarah McLean. Some of you tuning in may have even been there and remember when she presented for us. Now, Sarah McLean, if you're not familiar with her at all, she is she's the founder of the McLean Meditation Institute in Sedona. She's a facilitator at the Chopra Center. And she is an author, a Hay House author. She's inspired so many people to really get active and committed into the world of meditation. I know she certainly helped me. One of the things that she spoke about when there was RPM. She said that what we do when we wake, you know, as I'm saying, what we do first thing in the morning is one of the most important acts, you know, for our day and for our life. And so her philosophy is RPM. Which literally means rise, pee, meditate. And so that really has what's become. When we take opportunity to meditate, we rise up in the morning, we, you know, take care of our personal needs, and then we go and meditate. Meditation doesn't have to be, as I said, those hours, the sitting in lotus position. It really is just about enjoying silence, creating silence, and those holy hours, first thing in the morning, are beautiful and quiet, and the energy is so pure. So being even in presence for 5 minutes with intention of meditation, to simply breathe, to become aware of your body, you know, even through that breath, whatever it is, meditating first thing in the morning. You might find your meditation is 5 minutes. It might be 20 minutes. I know for me personally, it always, you know, it changes day to day, moment to moment. Sometimes meditation for me is just listening to the crazy thoughts that I have in my head. It can just be paying attention, as I said, to the breath, putting on some music, and just consciously listening to the sounds and the rhythms, the lyrics. Whatever it is, 5 or 10 minutes, 15 minutes is pretty much, I'm going to say, an ideal, you know. But anything to get us into presence with our own self, presence with our life. Meditation is one of the easiest acts to do that. Now, please, For those of you who say, I've tried to meditate, I can't meditate, I don't have time to meditate, I want to say, yay, I'm going to give you a round of applause. Congratulations on those excuses. But the truth is, we all know how to meditate. Meditation is one of the most natural things for us little humans. We've always, like everything, make it far more difficult than what it needs to be. Meditation really is a slowing down of thoughts, not a stopping of them. I think that's one of the greatest misconceptions, is that it's about creating the no thought. Well, if you're like me and you have a busy mind, that when you take opportunity to stop and to breathe, and then, you know, the conversations that go on my head, the thoughts that I have are often conversations with spirit, conversation with the angels, with the divine. And so there's no way to stop that. I know I tried for years. I tried for years to sit down to create the emptiness of my mind, and I couldn't, until I realized that those thoughts I was having weren't my own. And I started to listen to those thoughts. And you can definitely tell the difference between what are ego thoughts, because those will have you thinking about your groceries. They will have you thinking about your kids. They will have you thinking about your problems and your worries. Whereas those divine thoughts are more centered, kind, optimistic, and your mind is full of ideas. It's like you're given, the inspiration begins to come through. Answers to questions that maybe you've had. Suddenly it's like, oh, I know what needs to be done there. Oh, I have to make, what I can do is, you know, A, B, or C. The mind is one of those beautiful ways in which the divine connect with us. So by taking the opportunity to rise in the morning in this way and start with 5 minutes of meditation, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you have time for, is most certainly one of the very first principles that I want to bring into conversation today. It is so important when we understand that we are the common denominator in all aspects of our lives. And so it's important that we put ourselves at the top of the list, and we put ourselves at the top of our day. There's that old adage, and it's so true, that we really cannot help others until we help ourselves. And taking care of ourselves in this way really is what supports us and strive to reach our goals. You know, we become a better spouse, a better friend, a better child, a better parent, you know, a better teacher, a better leader, a better speaker. But when we put ourselves first in this way, to find that connection before we consume, that we're put into an amazing state where we can begin to take care of our health and all aspects of our well-being, as well as our loved ones that are around us too. It's beautiful how it begins. So step one, rise, P, meditate, RPM. All right, then. The next has become what I refer to as an act of prayer or an act of prayerfulness. Now, this can play out in many different ways. This can be simply as you're sitting, you've meditated, you've just allowed those thoughts to play out, you've paid attention, you've heard the guidance, you've, you know, blessed and released, you know, the monkey mind that might have been playing out for you. You found your breath and presence with yourself. To move into prayerfulness, and this simply can be gratitude. This can be within your own heart and mind, simply saying thank you for this day, thank you for this, for whatever it's going to offer, thank you for all the conversations I get to have, thank you for my home, whatever, you know, thank you for the great sleep, thank you for whatever, the job I have to go to, the furnace that keeps me warm. And I have to say furnace because we're in Canada, and I'll tell you, it's a little chilly out there right now. So we're all really grateful for our furnaces. But taking opportunity to give thanks in this way is enough. That if it's the only prayer we ever say, it's enough. because it acknowledges our blessings. It acknowledges what we have. It puts us into presence and awareness of how we are being supported. This is also a perfect time to grab a pen and paper. You can write out some affirmations. The I am practice, one of the most powerful practices. I actually have a tattoo. Of course, those that you know me have seen it, but I actually have an I am tattoo. And I am to remind me that everything that I speak within that I am is what I'm creating. That when I use these powerful words to contribute positively to my life, I feel better. And so even in this act of prayerfulness, sitting within in I am healthy. I am motivated. I am successful. I am loving and kind. I am faith-filled. I am trusting. I am connected. I am joy-filled. Taking opportunity just for a few moments to affirm is an act of prayerfulness. That so often as little humans, we speak about everything we're not, or, you know, everything that is wrong or not going according to our ideal plan in life. We speak often about our struggles, our hardships. And we speak the I am as I am frustrated and I am tired and I am upset and I am sick and I am all of the negative things. When you realize that during this, these holy hours in the morning, in this radiant, magnified energy at the beginning of our day, that we are in one of the most powerful opportunities of creation, of what is to manifest for our day and, as I said, for our lives. And so sitting first thing in the morning, which I was doing over the holidays some days, and thinking about everything that wasn't working, how crappy I felt, what I wish was playing out differently, what I had prayed for that didn't happen and that was getting me upset and sad, feeling depressed at times, not all the time, but just at times I was recognizing the energy of it. That in that time, I mean, it wasn't a healthy way for me at all. It wasn't contributing to my overall well-being. It wasn't helping me to achieve my goals. It was not helping me to attain a lifestyle that I truly am desiring. It wasn't helping me to get out of the rut. But this act of prayerfulness, gratitude, sitting in gratitude, affirming, and calling forward, you know, that I am, the I am that I am, speaking it, calling it forward, breathing it, definitely changes, you know, puts things back into perspective and helps us to feel better. I mean, that's what it's about, right? We want to feel good. And so number two, active prayerfulness. States of thank you and affirmations. It certainly has been making a really huge difference for me. Okay. So the next thing, and as I said, we're putting ourselves at the top of the list. Everything that plays out in our life, we are the common denominator. Everywhere we go, there we are. So we've got to take care of us first. We've got to put ourselves, into perspective, into priority, into focus. So the next thing that takes place for me anyway, and I hope that you will look at doing it. I hope you're writing this all down, is to stretch your body. Now, you don't have to be a yogi in which to make this happen. Simply stretching, you know, raising your arms, opening up your chest wide, bending over, stretching to the side, reaching for your toes. allowing yourself to find movement and to move energy through you. So often our aches and pains and the soreness, the tightness that we have is because we've actually got, there's energy that has become stuck within us. And by simply stretching and moving that energy, we move ourselves into flow. When we allow that energy to flow through us, we move into flow with the universe. Pretty cool, right? So stretch your body, whatever it is, rotate your neck, move your shoulders, find movement. One of the very clear guidance that I got from Spirit the other day was that when we create physical movement with our bodies, we create metaphysical manifestation for our lives. So we look at that from that metaphysical perspective, metaphysical movement, raising of consciousness, higher learning, attaining greater wisdom, right? When we move our physical bodies, we literally create movement forward in our life. We begin to move with the energy, that cosmic push that we've been feeling. We no longer are into resistance of it, but we can find our way to ease through it. That we actually get fueled energetically by simply stretching our body. Fueled because it gets our physical body moving, but fueled because that esoteric aspect of us, that part of us that is greater than who we are, finds its place within us. We connect with ourselves, we connect with our body, we connect with the divine. Beautiful, right? All right. So stretch your body. It sounds simple, but let me tell you, it works. If you can incorporate some yoga poses into that, beautiful. If you've got time for that, awesome. But I want you to know that it really can be simple and quick. Because I know in a busy world, you know, we only have so much time sometimes. Even though time is an illusion, we can kind of get, you know, into a very organized fashion within what our days look like, especially when we have, you know, professional responsibilities. You know, this might require you to wake up a little earlier in the morning, my friends. You know, I know I certainly have. And I know I go back to those holy hours. I'm not saying you need to get up at 3 o'clock and do this. Although Spirit might have you up at 3. I know that happens for me on occasion. But to look at, you know, beginning your day in a whole different way. All right. So then we've moved from connection. So we've gone from connection. We've gone meditation and prayerfulness and movement. All right. We've connected. We've connected to the divine. We've connected to our bodies. And we've connected to our minds. Okay. We move now into this aspect of creation, right? We connect and create before we consume. So we go into creation. All right. So here is where we go into step number 4, which is grab a pen and paper and write down what it is that you want to be today. It is your to-be list. I intend to be happy. I intend to be motivated. I intend to be patient, to be kind, to be loving, to be accomplished, to be successful, to be. What attributes do you want to call forward inside of yourself? Maybe you've been in a place where you've been really angry and frustrated with reality and the people in it. To be peaceful. Make a list of what it is that you want to be. The next one, number 5, is pretty similar, but we just change it up a little bit. And it moves into what it is that you want to do. Now, the doing isn't about the things we have to do. We all know the things we have to do, and you can feel the heaviness of the have to. You know, I have to go for groceries. But what is it that we want, what is our intention? What is our to-do list? Well, to do can be simply, you know, oh my gosh, I got completely sidetracked here. Sorry about that, my friends. Okay. I'm going back to my list here. Okay. So we've moved into the be, we move into the do. So the doing is that inspired doing, the doing that, not the, all the logical things that we know need to be taken care of, but the inspired, remember those inspiring ideas that you had during meditation, right? So we take a look at that to do. Okay. I know for myself personally, create some classes, update my website with those classes, you know, to be more engaged with my community, to be more nurturing and take care of my health. The things to do. What's so beautiful about the to be and to do list is it's like a divine order to the universe where we're taking responsibility for what it is that we can do that day. But we've also engaging the universe to support us, to help us, and to bring to us the people, the situations, circumstances, and events in our lives that will help us to be and do. What is it that you want to be? And what is it that you'd like to do? Perhaps to do is about getting groceries that day. I don't want to downplay it because I know for me, sometimes that's a huge accomplishment. I was talking to my sister earlier this morning and she was up, you know, bright and early, of course, during those holy hours, got everything in for, in her life and off to the grocery store, and she was home by 9 o'clock. You see, that was a part of her to do. She knew, you know, I was like, oh my gosh. So, you know, just take a look at what is it that you need to do today? What is, you know, what are your professional responsibilities? What are your responsibilities to your loved ones? What, you know, take a look at some of that. Get clear. All right. So we go into creation. We're still in creation mode. This is also about your intentions. As I said, the bigger intentions, it can be to be, to do, you know, to be kind. And doing is to smile at strangers. Do you understand what, how that plays out? So take a look, however it works for you. There's no right or wrong to this. No right or wrong. Okay. And finally, in this aspect of creation for our lives, the final one is about clearing our karma. We can never move ahead if we are hanging on to resentment, if we are hanging on to grudges, if we are looking and refusing and resisting, whether it be ourselves or other people, situations in our life, clearing our karma. And so one of the easiest ways to do this is about sending love. We all know how to do that. We get out of our heads, into our hearts. We simply ask to send loving energy, loving thoughts, loving prayers, whatever it is, however you choose to do it, to those who have hurt you or wounded you, or to those that you have hurt or wounded. This clearing karma can be enacting upon Ho'oponopono. It can be simply saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. If you're not familiar with Ho'oponopono, it's a powerful, powerful prayer. Just looking at anything to begin to clear the karma, to begin to release all of the very human defenses that we have. Being able to take opportunity first thing in the morning to send love to those people, to ask for forgiveness, even if it's forgiveness to our own self. You know, that's one of the beautiful things that can play out here. Sometimes this is about self-forgiveness. Forgiving the one who was in, who endured, forgiving the one who maybe wasn't at her best that yesterday, or at the best within a situation or circumstance in life. Doing something with even the greatest of intention in that capacity is about being able to cleanse, to clear, and to bring yourself into a much deepen connection spiritually, but a much deepened connection with all of humanity. And so from this place, my friends, when we begin to look at connecting, creating before we consume, it puts us into a much better position, a much better place in which to take on our day. So how will you start your year off? Becomes more about how are you starting your day off? And from there, great things begin to happen. All right, sweet friends, from my heart to yours, I want to wish you a blessed and beautiful day. I am sending love to each and every one of you because I love you. Bye for now.